Is where you live a safe place as the climate changes? Let's dive into the top 7 climate change ready cities that are also LGBTQ plus friendly and, because this is the Queer Money Podcast, affordable.
Right. As a caveat, we know that this list is going to piss some of you off. The numbers are the numbers, but just think about it. Where in the country are we already seeing issues when it comes to climate change? You won't see any of those gay meccas showing up on this list.
Unfortunately, no. So we need to make new gay meccas.
Right. Well, and I will say on this list, there are some great cities. We know that some of you have already told us based on comments in previous episodes that some of these cities are great.
Exactly. So we're going to cover the top 7, starting with number 7. Our 7th place spot is Baltimore, Maryland, which has come up a couple times on this our lists. Rents average $1,595 per month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment. Home values average $179,000 per property. That's the 2nd lowest on this particular list of 7. Cost of living is 91.3% of the national average. And that's being said, every one of these top 7 cities, the cost of living is less than 100% of the national average. It's part of why they're affordable. Median income is $53,000 per year, the 2nd lowest on this list of 7. Average income is $70,000 a year, also the second lowest on this list of 7. As for climate change readiness, it comes in at number 2 in Architectural Digest ranking for being at risk of climate issues due to location, in the top 25 of cities for clean energy, and it's the only city in this top 7 that is on a coast. So if you need the beach and water, think about Baltimore.
I don't know.
Or you can just go to the aquarium.
Yeah. I don't know about there being a beach in Baltimore, but anyway. All right, number 6 is St. Louis, Missouri. Again, another city that seems to show up, and you will see a number of cities from the Midwest showing up here. Rent comes in at $1,208 a month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom. That is the 2nd lowest in the top 7. Home values $160,000. That is the lowest of the top 7 that we covered here. Cost of living is coming in at 87.7%, 3rd lowest for the top 7. And median income, $51,000. That is the lowest of the top 7, as well as average income, $63,000. Again, the lowest. So that's probably partly the reason why cost of living is so low. But when it comes to climate change readiness, it is in the top 25 for climate risk, climate readiness, and clean energy. So all 3 of the indicators that Architectural Digest used for ranking these cities, it is in the top 25, which really surprises me. We'll talk a little bit more about this data here. Again, you are listening to Queer Money or watching Queer Money episode 495, and we are continuing to share more lists of affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities in the U.S. One of you actually reached out to us and said, hey, can you guys include climate readiness or climate change issues in your lists here?
They call it climate migration, I think, in some resources.
Right. Well, these are cities where people are more likely to move to because of climate change. It's not necessarily where they are moving to, but these are cities that are actually preparing for or are prepared. And so we shared the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities for same-sex couples last week. Let's continue this week with some more of these cities that are actually getting ready for or are ready for climate change.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
So how did we gather the data? Well, first of all, we want to let you know all of the cities that are on this list of 7, all of them scored at 100 out of 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index. So the primary reason why we say that a city is LGBTQ friendly is in part because of that, because these are cities that either have a strong LGBT community or a strong LGBT and ally community strong enough that they are passing ordinances that protect and provide benefits for folks in our community. Then on top of that, we added the data from Architectural Digest. Architectural Digest looked at the top 50 cities in the U.S. that are climate change ready, and they
picked three factors. The factors that they used and ranked cities based on were whether the city is in a location that will make it more susceptible or less susceptible to climate change issues. So if are you in an area where there are hurricanes? Are you in an area where there are forest fires? Are you in an area where there are tornadoes? What kind of things are being affected by climate change?
And that may be why you're seeing more in the upper Midwest than in other parts of the country, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The second thing is actually readiness. What is this city itself doing to prepare its residents and educate its residents about being ready for climate change? And then the third thing is, what are they doing to contribute to there being less of an issue when it comes to climate change? And that is clean energy. What is the city building, or how are they trying to provide clean energy sources to their residents? They explored seven factors using data from a variety of resources. So the National Oceanic and Atmospheric
Association.
Research Association, I think, or Association. I can't remember what NOAA stands for. They also used the University of Notre Dame's Urban Adaptation Assessment and the EPA, as well as other sources, to be able to rank these top 50 cities, determine which ones of them are most and least resilient when it comes to climate change.
And then here comes the Queer Money Podcast.
We, of course, are going to overlay our economic data. Rent and housing from Zillow, cost of living from bestplaces.net, and the U.S. Census for median and average incomes.
And again, we're leaning into the numbers and the data. We're not talking about personal preferences.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no opinions here. We are not putting any opinions. We're just looking at the data. So the data is the data. If you don't like what the data shows, that's your opinion. If you do like what the data shows, that is your opinion. You have the choice to make your opinion.
And you can make your own podcast about climate change, migration, affordability, and LGBTQ plus friendliness. Right. All right. Number five on our list here is Columbus, Ohio. Rents average $1,421 per month, again, for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. Home values come in at $284,000 on average. Cost of living is 95.2% of the national average. That's the highest on this particular list. Median income is $57,000 a year. Average income is $74,000 a year. As for climate change readiness, it's number eighth best city for climate change resiliency per Architectural Digest's ranking. In the top 25 for climate readiness and clean energy, likewise, from the same source.
Yeah. Yeah. It does kind of surprise me. Some of these are cities that I would be like, I'm surprised that a city in that state or in that area of the country is actually preparing their residents for climate change issues.
Based on what we know about Columbus, though, it kind of makes sense to me. And of course, geographically, it kind of makes sense to me. So coupling those two things together, because Columbus is a little bit more of a liberal bastion in a gigantic sea of red. So it kind of makes sense for Columbus. Some of these other Ohio cities that we're going to be talking about, I'm kind of surprised about, but
yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So we're going to jump from number five all the way to number three. And that's because there's a two-way tie for number three. So the next two cities are both cities that came in at number three on our data. They tied. So city number three is Cleveland, Ohio, where rents come in at $1,321 a month. That is the third lowest in our list. Home values, $202,000. And this is probably the kicker as to what bumped it up into this spot here is that the cost of living is 77.2% of the national average. That is the lowest on our top seven. But again, with that goes lower income. So median income comes in at $53,000 and average income comes in at $71,000, both of those coming in at number three, the third lowest of our seven here. When it comes to climate change readiness, Cleveland did show up as the lowest of our top seven cities, but it is in the top 25 for climate change readiness and clean energy when it comes to Architectural Digest ranking. So its ranking, although the lowest of ours, it actually was quite a bit higher on Architectural Digest list.
So we have some honorable mentions.
That's yeah.
Pretty fancy. We haven't done that before.
Yeah. So the reason why we're doing some honorable mentions is to pacify some of you who say we can't live in those cities. Here are some cities that many people would say are livable that did well on Architectural Digest list and our list. So Atlanta came in at number 11 on our list. It is actually number 10 on Architectural Digest of the top 50 cities. Austin came in at number 20 on our list, but it came in at number 7 on the Architectural Digest list. We know Austin is an expensive city, right? So that's probably why, or that is the reason why it got bumped down on our list. Denver came in at number 18 on our list, but it was number 1 on Architectural Digest list. So,
which that also surprised me. That was, congratulations, Denver.
Yeah. And you know, I actually, in the article, they did talk about a little bit about why Denver did show up at number 1. And that's because in the last 10 years, Denver itself has not had any major natural disaster issues that are contributed to climate change. So
I think it's because Colorado has a gay governor.
Yeah. Yes. That's the
he's appeased God. And now there's no apostulants, or right. What's the word? Pestilence.
Yeah. And the other thing is they talked about how Denver has a very strong push to try to encourage people to use solar in their residences, which is something that some other cities are not doing as well. So that's where those were our honorable mentions. We'll move on here for a second, but please remember, smash that like and share button to let other queer folks know about our lists.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ+ community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
All right, let's move on to number 3.
All right, number 3 here. You're going to think we're trying
the second one that's number 3.
Yeah, number 2, number 3. That is Cincinnati, Ohio. So you're going to start thinking that we're trying to like encourage everybody to move to Ohio, and we're not. It's just the data is the data. And so we're just sharing you what the data shows. And so, but cities in and near the Great Lakes region are doing well on this particular list. As we said earlier, the upper Midwest is probably one of the environmentally and geographically best positioned because we're just farther away from oceans and not nearly as dry as some of you southern states.
Yeah.
So some of the other metrics, rents average $1,463 per month. Home values come in at $251,000 per property. Cost of living is 91.5% of the national average. Median income is $57,000 a year. Average income is $75,000 a year, and that's the third highest on this list of 7. As for climate change readiness, it's the third highest in the top 7 for climate change resiliency. It's the 9th highest city for climate readiness and preparing for residents for climate change issues. So we're doing a lot of education in the city of Cincinnati. Right on.
All right. Another Midwest city. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania comes in at number 2. Its rents come in at $1,333 for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Home values, $193,000. Cost of living is 94.7, which was the second highest in the top 7. So we're getting close to that 100% of the national average. Median income is $57,000, which was the second highest in the top 7. Average income came in at $76,000, which is the highest in the top 7. And when it comes to climate change readiness, it is the second lowest of the top 7 on our list. But it does have, when it comes to climate risk, climate readiness, and clean energy, all 3 of those are in the top 25 on Architectural Digest ranking. So that's what bumped that up higher.
All right. So the winning city for this number 1 position is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I would not have predicted that.
Well, yeah, again, you look at it, it's Milwaukee is, I would, you know what, I'm sorry, I know I'm probably going to get laughed at or scolded here, but some of these cities like Milwaukee, Chicago, even Cleveland, Buffalo, Rochester, these are cities that are on massive bodies of water. It's almost like they are a coastal city, right? They have a coastline. If you're in Chicago and you're out there on Lakeshore Drive, you're actually seeing the waves roll in from that lake. It's almost like you're at the ocean.
Exactly. And you know, Laverne and Shirley live there, so you know it's got to be awesome, right? So rents in Milwaukee average $1,193 per month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment. That's the lowest on our list of 7 here. Home values average $288,000 per property. That's the highest on this list of 7. So it's more affordable.
Ends of the spectrum here.
Cost of living is 84.7% of the national average, the second lowest on this list of 7. Median income is $57,000 per year, the highest on this list. Average income is $76,000 per year, the second highest on this list. As for climate change readiness, it's the highest on this list of seven for climate change resiliency, number 6 best city for climate change resiliency per Architectural Digest ranking, and in the top 20 for climate risk, and in the top 10 for climate readiness in preparing residents for climate change issues. So way to go there, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Nice. Exactly. Nice. So what are your thoughts? Share in the comments on YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, or wherever you listen or watch this show. See, get all 50 cities by going to queermoneypodcast.com/cities. We're growing that spreadsheet more and more with every episode. So you want to make sure you keep up with all the updates so you can find the best place to live, retire, or vacation. And then we'll be right back after these messages.
Capital One Auto Navigator does more than just auto financing. We're here to help you find a car you love, too. Shop millions of cars from thousands of dealers nationwide. Research your favorite makes and models. Explore dealers near you and more. All on Auto Navigator.
Thank you for joining us for another episode. Join us next Tuesday when we talk about what to do if you're offered a dry promotion. We'll also talk about what a dry promotion is. And then next Thursday, when we cover the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities in the blue states, the ones that we're allegedly only allowed to live in.
And you know what comes after the blue is the red, so don't hate. If you'd like to see the results from all the cities in each of the states that we're analyzing for all of these lists as it's growing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.